Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Great lessons are only learned when the stakes are high. Good morning, listeners. Aman and Mujahid from New Indian Model School are back with another episode of our broadcasting series. Aman and I welcome you all to the 15th episode of our broadcasting series. Keep listening as we have in store many infotainments for you, all done by students.
Mujahid, can you name some of the marvelous contents of this episode?
Nope, I won't. Haha. Aman, why don't we keep this a secret as our listeners would be excited to know what's coming up next?
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's keep it a secret. I'm in.
Every morning brings us new thoughts, new words, new strength and endless possibilities to enlighten us and brighten our life. Let's start our broadcast with Quran recitation followed by a gripping and thrilling thought for the day.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذي
In the name of Allah, most gracious and the most merciful. By the time, indeed, malice and loss, except those who believed and did righteous deeds, and advised each other to truth and advised each other to patience. Thank you.
Thought for the day. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice. I repeat, everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice. Thank you.
Wow, that was so inspiring. I'm so impressed.
Aman, I'm so happy and thrilled at returning to normal schooling. Life will be exciting again. Our school is set to come life again with the sounds of children playing, learning, laughing, feeling of always, playing out in classrooms.
Oh yeah, me too. Waiting for the moment to read, learn and play together with friends in school.
Aman, today I want to share some interesting facts about reading. You know, reading is a positive habit that has lifelong impact on our health. It's like exercising or eating fruits and vegetables.
That's right. Reading helps us live longer. Now, one of our friends will enlighten us more about the benefits of daily reading in a few seconds. So, stay tuned.
A very pleasant good morning to all. I'm Olivia Misha Mathias from 7G with you. One child, one teacher, one book and one pen can change the world. Have you heard of this famous quote from Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate? Do you agree with Malala Yousafzai's inspirational vision? The beautiful thing about literacy is that no one can take its right from you. Literacy was once known simply as the ability to read and write. Today, it's about being able to make sense of and engage in advanced reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Literacy is the cornerstone of development. Literacy builds self-esteem and overall quality of life. Literacy builds self-esteem. Improved literacy can contribute to economic growth, reduce poverty, reduce crime, promote democracy, increase civic engagement. When you read, you exercise your comprehension abilities and your analytical abilities. It fires up your imagination and stimulates the memory centers of your mind. It helps recall information as well as stabilize your emotions. The importance of a reading habit is that it strengthens mental muscles. Literacy nourishes the intellect and nurtures the imagination. There is nothing more than relaxing and soothing than sitting in the corner of a room with a book in your hands. It is a great motivation for an individual to do better in life. The more one individual reads, the more his understanding and comprehending skills improve. Better a reader, the easier it becomes for him to complete an assigned work. The habit of reading goes parallelly with the attainment of knowledge. Today's reader, tomorrow's leader. Since 1967, International Literacy Day, ILD celebrations have taken place annually around the world to remind the public of the importance of literacy as a matter of dignity and human rights and to advance the literacy agenda towards a more literate and sustainable society. Literacy is a human right, a tool of personal empowerment, and a means for social and human development. Literacy is at the heart of basic education for all. Undoubtedly, literacy is essential for all-round development of the personality. Bacon, the great British writer and philosopher, has rightly said, "Reading maketh a full man, writing an exact man, and conference a ready man."
NIMS Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
As life is returning back to normal, let us take a minute and reflect back on previous year, share our happy moments, thoughts and experiences.
Welcome back, Dr. Asra, for another session with NIMS Dubai Podcast. It's been 18 months since the COVID-19 pandemic hit us. And we've seen lots of changes since then. How has your journey been as a frontliner?
A very good morning to you, Masuma, and all my listeners. I do understand that time has, really lost its value, because it's so very shocking that 18 months have passed. And as we were gripped with the trepidation, all the doctors and the nurses who fronted up and went to battle this pandemic of enormous proportion, putting themselves at risk so as to keep their residents safe, have their own tale to tell, working relentlessly amid a dangerous virus. In fact, I can tell you, a virus which came with no intimation regarding any of its effects, side effects and whatnot, you can say. So the medical fraternity was seen battling something which none of us knew anything about. Yeah. So I guess everybody have seen how the frontliners have been working around 14 to 16 hours a day regularly, staying away from their families in order to prevent spread of their spread of the virus, since they were in contact with the patients 24/7 when they were in the hospitals. Yeah, and this relentless service to humanity was thing which the frontliners need to be applauded for. Yeah, and one thing what I can say is, it not just tired the people physically, but it also took a psychological toll and consumed us with a sense of helplessness, right? Anyways, fast forward 18 months to the present, the introduction of vaccines and new treatment options have really cushioned the blow to a considerable extent.
Wow, you guys are really soldiers, heroes, I can say. I'm sure everyone is excited that schools are going back to normal since October. Can you just briefly describe to us about the latest guidelines and protocols that we need to follow?
Educational organizations have had to be adaptive and responsive to meet the most pressing needs of the students and their families while trying to plan for the long-term impacts of the pandemic. Yeah, so like previously how the situation was, it is not the same now. Alhamdulillah, the situation is coming under control. Credit goes to the new vaccines and the protocols that have been implied by the health authorities, which are being strictly and vigilantly followed by the residents. So in school, what I can say is all the staff and students must abide by the protocols which have been laid down by the DHA and the KHDA. Okay. So for example, I can tell you point wise, like any history of foreign travel, the students have to come with the recent the travel declaration form. Okay, so that is very important and it has to be submitted to the school. Then stay at home if unwell. This is a very, very, very important thing which I need to tell to the students and the parents of the students and the staff. There is no problem. You can stay home. By staying home, you are protecting the school community. Okay. So, and whoever comes back after recovery, please come to the school with a DHA clearance certificate. Okay. And there's also a new provision, like the staff, whoever have recovered from COVID, can have a virtual meeting with the school doctor or the nurse in order to take a clearance from them, and then come straight to the clinic the next day if they're told okay, then come have a check and then they can go resume their duties. All right. And I mean, now what has happened is there are so many different things which have changed. For example, the definition of a contact has changed now. Okay, like individuals who are in close, I mean, before called, compared to the protocols, now the individuals who have been in contact with a COVID patient without wearing a mask, less than 1 meter distance and for more than 15 minutes duration is considered to be a contact. Okay, and one more thing is, vaccinated or non-vaccinated close contacts should quarantine themselves for 7 days. It's not like 14 days like how it was prior. And no PCR is required for them to resume the school if they are not having any symptoms. Okay, unless they are symptomatic, they need to come with a PCR report. Otherwise, after the completion of the 7 days, they can come. And in the social distance, okay, that requirement also has been changed now to 1 meter and it is not 2.5 meters as followed before. Okay, then one more thing is, students who come from abroad who are below 12 years needs no PCR and no quarantine. They can resume the school. Okay, and students who are above 12 years and the staff can come to the school only after producing a negative PCR report. Okay, then if at all somebody is positive, the quarantine period has changed. That has come to 10 days. Now it's not the 14 days period. Okay, then one more thing what I could say is, the COVID recovery, okay, what is the actual COVID recovered patient? That has to be clear. The COVID recovered patient, I can tell you, is a patient who has completed the specified isolation period with no symptoms of fever for minimum of 3 consecutive days. I mean to say the fever, I mean the temperature should not rise above 37.5 degrees, okay. So this is for a period of 3 consecutive days. Then you can say the patient is COVID recovered. So what is the main extract is, main aim of these is to ensure that all the students and the staff are safe while attending the classes in the school premises. Now adding on to the protocols, let me speak about the COVID-19 vaccine. Number one, all the students and the staff, I mean to say the students who are above 18 and have received the 2 doses of the Sinopharm, have to go for the Pfizer booster shots. Okay. Then number two is that all the students above 12 years who are coming to school have to be vaccinated with 2 shots of Pfizer, and it is very, very, very important, and because it is mandatory from the DHA and the KHDA. And one more point what I would like to mention is regarding the parents and the visitors. So unvaccinated parents and visitors will not be allowed inside the premises of the school unless they produce a PCR which is valid for recent 48 hours, okay, which should be a negative report, which has to be produced in the Al Hosan app. Okay, once the security is asking for the same, they have to produce, only then the entry can happen. This is because we are maintaining a safe bubble inside the school premises to see to it that as far as possible we have limited exposure to the students and the staff, and we have a safe school community. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Astra, for sharing such valuable information in such a small time. We hope we have a safe opening and we continue to follow all the mentioned protocols and keep our school community safe.
Yeah, thank you so much. And one more thing what I would like to add on is we have recently formed a health and safety team in the school, and that team will be individually taking care of their own grades and sections, and that will be reported to the concerned departments and the clinic, and then the lead of the team is the principal. So this team will work relentlessly in curbing down the spread of COVID-19 as far as possible in the school.
Thank you, Dr. Asra. I hope our listeners can benefit from the extremely useful information that we've received today. Thank you so much. We'll expect you again soon. Thank you.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Jonathan Goschel said, "We are as a species addicted to story. Even when the body goes to sleep, the mind stays up all night telling itself stories."
Yes, that's true. I love to listen stories from my grandmother.
Let me tell you, Aman, why is it so? Why do we love to listen stories? Actually, there's a scientific explanation for our love of stories. When we hear a story that resonates with us, a level of a hormone called oxytocin increases. Oxytocin has the power to regulate our emotional responses and pro-social behavior, including trust, empathy, gazing, positive memories, processing of bonding cues, and positive communication.
Hello everyone! I'm Aiza Nofal from 6H. Today I'm going to tell a short story about lesson learned. One day, the father of a very wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with the express purpose of showing him how poor people live. They spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. On their return from their trip, the father asked his son,
"How was the trip?"
"It was great, Dad."
"Did you see how poor people live?"
the father asked. "Oh, yeah," said the son.
"So tell me, what did you learn from the trip?"
asked the father. The son answered, "I saw that we have one dog and they have four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden, and they had a creek that has no end. We have important lanterns in our garden, and they have the stars at the night. Our patio reaches to the front yard, and they have the whole horizon. Thank you. Have a nice day."
No matter how much you think you hate school, you will always miss it when you leave. Hey friends, today I came here to recite a poem which is written by Cheryl Tasira, and the poem's name is School Life. So let's begin. School is a daily routine for us. In the morning, we're sure to make a fuss, even when the sun is still not up. Here, we are awake at 6 a.m. sharp. We feel that school is such a bore. We feel that school is such a chore. Parents say school is great. Now, go. We say, "Well, what do you know?" Late a minute, and we have to run. Eyes half open, shoelaces undone. We reach school and we see our friends. Immediately, the torture ends. We have a chat and go with the flow. Then the bell rings, ting, ting, ting. It's time to go. We may at times find school stressful. To have some fun, we have to bend some rules. Talk back to teachers and detentions we serve. No doubt, it is sometimes what we deserve. Sometimes they are as cold as ice, and other times they're actually real nice. They teach us and give us a helping hand. They are forever ready to listen and be a friend. They have built much confidence in us, just not when they are being really harsh. Over the years of education, never have we had so much learning with action, such as camps, experiments, concerts, and activities. We have learned so much and even saved the trees. A wise teacher once said aloud, "Success is failure turned inside out. So stick to the fight when you are hardest hit. Rest if you must, but don't you quit." Some may see school as a torture chamber. Some cannot wait for the holidays in December. But it depends on how we look at school. Honestly, positively, school is cool. Thank you.
Hi everyone. My name is Kirtana and I'm from Etham. Today I'm going to tell the story, A Child's Dream of a Star. There was once a child and he strolled about a good deal and a thought of a number of things. He had a small sister who was his constant companion. These two used to wander all day long. They wondered at the beauty of the flowers. They wondered at the height and the blueness of the sky. They wondered at the depth of the bright water. They wondered at the goodness and the power of God who made the lovely world. They used to say to one another, "Sometimes, supposing all the children upon the earth were to die, would the flowers and the water and the sky be sorry?" They believed they would be sorry. They say the buds are the children of the flowers, and the little playful streams that gambol down the hillsides are the children of the water, and the smallest bright specks playing at hide and seek in the sky all night must surely be the children of the stars, and they would all be grieved to see their playmates. There was one clear shining star that used to come out in the sky before the rest, near the church spire above the graves. It was larger and more beautiful, they thought, than all the others, and every night they watched for it, standing hand in hand at the window. Whoever saw it first cried out, "I see the star," and often they cried out both together. So they grew to be such friends with it that before lying down in their beds, they always looked out once again to bid good night, and when they were turning round to sleep, they used to say, "God bless the star." But while she was very young, the sister drooped and came to be so weak that she could no longer stand in the window at night. And then the child looked sadly out by himself, and when he saw the star, turned round and said to the pale face on the bed, "I see the star." And then a smile would come upon the face, and a little weak voice used to say, "God bless my brother and the star." And so the time came all too soon when the child looked out alone, and when there was no face on the bed, and when there was a little grave among the graves where the star made long rays down towards him, he saw it through his tears. Now, these rays were so bright that he seemed to make such a shining way from earth to heaven, and that when the child went to a solitary bed, he dreamed about the star and dreamed that, lying where he was, he saw a train of people taken up that sparkling road by angels, and the star opening showed him a great world of light where many more such angels waited to receive them. All these angels who were waiting turned their beaming eyes upon the people who were carried up into the star, and some came out from the long rows of which they stood and fell upon the people's neck and kissed them tenderly, and went away with them down avenues of light, and was so happy in their company that lying in his bed he wept for joy. But there were many angels who did not go with him, and among them one he knew. The pale face that once had lain upon the bed was glorified and radiant, for his face found out his sister among all the hosts. His sister's angel lingered near the entrance of the star and said to the leader among them, "Is my brother coming?" And he said, "No." She was turning hopefully away when the child stretched out his arms and cried, "Oh sister, I'm here, take me." And then she turned her beaming eyes upon him, and it was night, and the star was shining into the room, making long rays down towards him as he saw it through his tears. From that hour forth, the child looked upon the star as one of the home he was to go to when his time should come, and he thought that he did not belong to the earth alone, but to the star too, because of his sister's angel gone before. There was a baby born to be a brother to the child, and when he was so little that he never yet had spoken a word, he stretched his tiny form out in his bed and died. Again the child dreamed of an open star and the company of angels and the train of people and the rows of angels with their beaming eyes all turned upon those people's faces. Asked his sister angel to the leader, "Is my brother coming?" And he said, "Not that one, but another." As the child beheld his brother's angel in her arms, he cried, "Oh, sister, I am here, take me." And she turned and smiled upon him, and the star was shining. He grew to be a young man and was busy at his books. And when an old servant came to him and said, "Your mother is no more, I bring her blessing to her darling son." Again at night, he saw the star and all that former company. Asked the sister angel to the leader, "Is my brother coming?" And he said, "Your mother." A mighty cry of joy went forth through all the stars because the mother was reunited with her two children, and he stretched out his arms and cried, "Oh, mother, sister and brother, I am here, take me." And they answered him, "Not yet," and the star was shining. He grew to be a man whose hair was turning grey, and he was sitting in his chair by the fireside, heavy with grief and with his face bedaubed with tears when the stars opened once again. Said his sister's angel to the leader, "Is my brother coming?" And he said, "Nay, bar his maiden daughter." But the man who had been the child saw his daughter, newly lost to him, a celestial creature among those three. And he said, "My daughter's head is on my brother's bosom, and her arm is around my mother's neck. And at her feet there is a baby of old time, and I can bear the parting from her. God be praised." And the star was shining. Thus the child came to be an old man, and his once smooth face was wrinkled, and his steps were slow and feeble, and his back was bent. And one night as he lay upon his bed, his children standing around, he cried as he cried so long ago, "I see the star." They whispered to one another, "He is dying." And he said, "I am. My age is falling from me like a garment, and I move towards the star as a child. And oh, my father, now I thank them that it has so often opened to receive those dear ones who await me." The star was shining, and it shines upon his grave. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Myself, my name is Anand from Grade 7K, is here to present a beautiful poem which is composed by Sarojini Naidu. So as I know, you all would be eager to know the poem's name, right? Yeah, the poem's name is gonna be The Bangle Seller. Bangle sellers are we who bear our shining lots to the temple fair. Who will buy this delicate, bright, rainbow tinted circles of light? Lustrous tokens of radiant lives for happy daughters and happy ones. Some men for a maiden's wrist, silver and blue as a mountain mist. Some are flushed like the buds that dream on the tranquil brow of a woodland stream. Some are aglow with the bloom that cleaves to the limpid glory of newborn leaves. Some are like fields of sunlit corn, meet for a bride on her bridal morn. Some are like the flame of her marriage fire, or rich with the hue of her heart's desire. Tinkling, luminous, tender and clear, like her bridal laughter and her bridal tear. Some are purple and gold-flecked grey, for she who has journeyed through life midway, whose hands have cherished, whose love has blessed, and cradled fair sons on her faithful breast, and serves her household in fruitful pride, and worships the God at her husband's side. Thank you.
Wow, that was a great performance by all. Mujahid, can you let our listeners know about your most enjoyed experience in face-to-face classes?
Oh, I have so many, but here I have my friends who will be sharing the exciting and most enjoyed experiences.
Hi, it's me Aisha Elena from 5H with you to share my experience of face-to-face learning. Face-to-face learning is better than online learning because of the interactions, and examples of face-to-face learning will benefit the learner the most. I believe that face-to-face learning will allow students to have instant gratification with answers and help. From face-to-face, I gain socialization with peers and interaction with teachers. According to results of a new national research study, 78% of more than 1,000 students surveyed still believe it's easier to learn in a classroom. Face-to-face learning helps me to find out what type of a learner I am. In my opinion, some classes just cannot be taught online. Science classes are a great example, as it is often necessary to complete a lab to understand the material. This is not possible to do in most homes, and it makes science extremely difficult for students to comprehend through a screen. Face-to-face learning is a really effective way for me to learn knowledge and skills because it often combines different ways of learning, including writing, reading, discussions, and more. I also feel more comfortable and learn more easily in a familiar traditional classroom situation. I, of course, believe that if you want to be involved in any group activity, group learning, group discussion, then face-to-face learning is for you. Studies show that socializing and developing friendship helps children learn more about themselves, helps them build empathy, and even cope better with stress. It probably goes without saying that children are most likely to develop worthwhile in person than online. Friendship can greatly reduce level of stress and anxiety. There are less distractions in a classroom, but when we are in home, we can be easily distracted. I am sure that students await for the most exciting day to resume classroom learning. You see, there are some things that need to remain the same as time goes on and society continues to evolve. Education is one of them. While there's an argument that online learning allows people to learn at their own pace, it is still not valuable as education obtained from a traditional style classroom. One of the best things I experienced in face-to-face learning is interacting with teachers, working with peers, and making friends. We used to spend times in breaks and then work together. You see, I had a very blissful time then. I hope that once October begins, everything will be able to back to normal, and it is the most happiest moment for us students. Hoping for the best. And it's me, Aisha Elena, signing out. Bye. Thank you.
The art of life is a constant readjustment to our surroundings. It's me, Aisha Elena from 5H, and I have Mehak and Farzana with me. The COVID-19 has resulted in school shuts all across the world. Globally, over 1.2 billion children are out of the classroom. As a result, education has changed dramatically with the distinctive rise of e-learning, whereby teaching is undertaken remotely and on digital platforms. Hi Mehak, how are you? What about your studies? Are you bored of online learning?
Hi Lena, I'm fine. The online studies are going great. I am a little good and a little bored. Somewhere in that zone, yeah.
What about your experience with online learning?
Even though it's not physical, the teacher is explaining the class so that we can understand the topic. We can see the whole class online. We do the live worksheets, which makes the lesson clear for us.
Yes, thanks to our teachers. They are our heroes. They helped us during the pandemic. Without them, we couldn't have achieved anything. What about you, Farzana?
Fine, Lena. My studies are going well, and I'm a little bored of e-learning. My e-learning experience has been different than I used to do. I would like to be in a physical classroom doing my work because it gives me the opportunity to ask questions when needed. And in my own opinion, it is much more effective than e-learning.
Yes, Farzana, it is very true. We gain socialization with peers and interaction with teachers. The face-to-face helps us know what type of learners we are. Distance learning will never replace face-to-face learning. Mehak, some classes cannot be taught online, right?
If it is with the network connection failure, there would be only 20% chances since we are in UAE. But the other subjects like science, without the science lab materials, we won't be able to understand much.
Yeah, Before the distance learning, we were face-to-face. Farzana, could you share some memorable moments of face-to-face learning?
The most enjoyable moment of face-to-face learning for me is when I get involved in group activities, discussions, and learning. Yet, the most memorable that I'll never forget is on an annual day, I have got a chance to be a character in a play called The Wizard of Oz. I was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, Farzana, that was such a wonderful moment. Mehak, do we have something similar?
Yes, I also had a memorable moment on annual day. And in the school, there were libraries, computer labs, sports halls, and robotic classes. It was so fun. Now I miss face-to-face learning. I wish I was not in distance learning because there are fewer distractions in the classroom. And friendship can be reduced, the level of stress and anxiety.
But due to the technology, education is possible through online. Teachers are able to give activities through online.
Yes, big thanks to technology and our school, because they introduced us to many new platforms and apps, which made online learning easier. But anyway, we will be going to school on October 3. And I bet it will be an exciting and a waiting day for our students. Thanks, Farzana and Mehak, for sharing your experience. And I'll see you physically when the school reopens. Anyway, hoping for the best, it's me, Aisha Lena.
Farzana.
Aisha Mehak.
Signing out. Thank you. Bye.
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 Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Cadley from New India Mod School, Dubai. I'm studying in grade 4 H. After 1.5 years, I got a chance to go to school for face-to-face learning. I'm so excited and joyful to see my friends and teachers. I am grown up and I lose many teeth. And I want to see my friends' teeth too. In fact, face-to-face learning, we have so many hands-on activities and games. I miss all fun with my friends in online learning. Also, I have a small sister. She usually distracts me during online class. But now, thank you, KHDA, for opening school doors to me. I can access library, also rich understanding through teacher and my friends, body language and words. I'm enjoying with my boss friends, chit-chat. Wow, what a great experience. I love my friends, school, teachers, friends, aunties, driver uncles in face-to-face learning. I am enjoying my PE period. I was in my home for 1.5 years during PE period. But now I enjoy games and sports activities with my friends. And I am enjoying yummy canteen of NIMS and love my canteen, donut, popcorn, and juice, etc. My friends used to share breakfast, and I really loved. And my friends like my mom's mother. Now, I am in heaven, and I am the happiest child of all time in NIMS. Thank you.
Wow, that is so loving.
Mujahid, I always love to watch videos about unusual facts about our planet Earth and solar system.
Aman, don't worry. We're coming up next, our friends, with awesome, exciting, and mind-blowing facts.
Wow. Then let's set go.
Hi everyone, it's me Nikita from 8M, joined by
Harita from 6L.
Harita, today we're doing something really interesting.
What is that?
Why don't you just take a guess?
Is it tongue twisters, riddles?
No, we're gonna say some interesting facts that you may or may not know.
That's interesting. Get it? Interesting facts, interesting.
That joke was horrible.
Yeah, but...
Anyways, I have so many fun facts with me that will blow your mind.
Too bad, I have better facts that will blow your brain.
Okay, you start with it then.
Yeah, I will start. But before that, why don't you explain the facts in two simple words?
Indisputably true.
Yes, a fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true. And now, I will say my super interesting fact.
Go ahead.
100 doesn't mean 100.
Is your brain working properly? Because 100... means 100.
Well, the word 100 is actually derived from the Old Norse word 100, which actually means 120, not 100. More specifically, 100 in Old Norse means long 100, which equals 120, due to the duodecimal system. But good luck trying to argue that your bill 100 is worth 20% more than it is.
Whoa, now that's news to me. Hear this one.
Okay.
There are more trees on the earth than the stars in our galaxy.
Oh, come on, that's a fake news.
NASA experts believe that there could be anywhere from 100 billion to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. However, a 2015 paper published in the journal Nature estimated that the number of trees around the world is much higher than 3.04 trillion.
Yeah, we better not cut trees.
Yeah, let's hope this number will stay the same. Anyways, hit me with the next one.
Here I go. A new word is added to the dictionary every 2 hours.
What do you mean?
Between now and your text, me, a new word will be put into dictionary. During the course of this year, almost 4,000 new words are added. So the next time you try to catch up the attention of your dissertation committee, try adding some new words to your project.
I sure will.
Your turn.
Alright, zero is the only number that can be represented in Roman numerals.
Oh, come on. There should be one or another way to represent zero as a Roman numeral.
Well, actually, there are a total of zero zeros in the Roman numerals. While the ancient Greeks were aware of zero as the concept, they didn't consider zero to be a number at all. For example, Aristotle decided zero wasn't a number because you couldn't divide by zero. So, instead of using a Roman numeral, the Latin word nulla was used as zero concept. The reason no numeral existed for zero is because there was no need for a numeral to represent it.
What? That's incredible. Hear this one. In Thailand, 555 is hilarious.
How is 555 funny?
Teenagers texting in Thailand will send this digit 555 to indicate that something is funny. The recent 5 is pronounced ha, so 555 translates to ha ha ha. Thus, 55555 means ha 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 or ha squared.
That's crazy. And by the way, Korea is an amazing country. Like South Korea is so nice. Many K-pop bands like BTS and many other places like are there.
Your chance. We can talk about Korea later. Haha.
Fine. Here it is. Animals use Earth's magnetic field for orientation.
What? How?
Well, low-slant animals may not be able to find their way home, but sea animals might. According to the US Geological Survey, there's an evidence that some animals like sea turtles and salmon have the ability to sense the Earth's magnetic field and to use their sense for navigation.
Oh, these animals.
Your chance.
Actually, I don't remember, so you go.
Okay, I remember this one. A pangram sentence is one that contains every letter in the language.
For example?
The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, is a pangram.
Are you sure it has all these letters?
Check it.
A, B, C, D. Oh my god, yes!
Cool, right? Well, I don't remember anymore.
That means this is the end?
Yeah. Anyways, I hope you all enjoyed a small chat show on interesting facts.
Thank you once again and...
Bye!
Hello there. I am Hiba Mariam of grade 6J. Today, I'm here to... Could you guess it? Yeah. To get you some of the interesting and known facts. So, are you ready? Let's go on. Number 1. the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, uses every letter in the English language. Number 2. The strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. Number 3. Coca-Cola was originally green in color. Number 4. Women blink their eyes nearly twice as much as a man. And comes number 5, a bit funny, and it's the Guinness Book of Records holds the record being the most stolen book from the public libraries. Number 6. It's physically impossible for pigs to look up on the sky. Number 7. Rhythm is the longest English word without a vowel. Number 8. The honey is the only food that doesn't spoil. Number 9. A snail can sleep for 3 years. And number 10. All polar bears are left-handed. Number 11. Butterflies taste with its feet. My God. Number 12. Elephants are the only animal that can't jump. Number 13. The electric chair was invented by a dentist. Number 14. Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times. And let's end with the number 15 with a funny fact. It's impossible to lick your elbow. And 99% of people who heard this will try to lick them. So hope it's funny to you and even interesting. So let's end today's facts. Meet again. Bye.
Oh, really? It was all mind-boggling and twisted my mind.
Ha ha ha. Okay then, try to twist your tongue too. Say after me. 33:30, tendering 2 breads. Tumbed, Mr. Turber, on Thursday.
Okay. 33 thirsty, thundering, thorough breaths, thumbed Mr. Turber on Thursday. But I challenge you, Mujahid, with tongue twisters that my friends have.
Hi again.
Hello. We're back.
Yes. So I had some homework to do. Like, it was my project of SST, and like, I was working hard on it.
Yeah, I got so tired because I was like sitting on my laptop the whole time, and I had to even make a presentation on my English. I had to present it. So I worked on it. Let's start.
Yeah, sure. Let's forget our homeworks.
Yeah.
I mean, we do need to remember, but then
for now, let's forget it.
Okay then.
So
I'll tell.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, these are the saints who are dense and stout, and you're going to want to send a lot of toast to them. Okay, according to that. Okay,
is it something about toast?
Yeah.
Lol.
There are these 10 dense, stout saints, and you need to send them toast.
Okay.
Okay. So, send toast to 10 dense, stout saints, 10 tall dents.
I guess I can do this. Send toast to 10 dense stout tail.
Wait, what was that?
My tune. Ew. Okay. Send toast to 10 dense stout saints, 10 tall tents.
Whoa, that was good.
Yeah, okay. So,
wait, you need to tell it twice, okay?
Yeah, oh yeah, because it's small, right? Okay. Send toast to 10 dense stout saints, 10 tall tents. Send toast to 10 dense stout saints, 10 tall tents.
Whoa, that's good. Really good. Keep going.
Okay. So, which one shall I say? Okay. So, this tongue twister, get your... which one shall I say? Yeah. Rory the warrior and Roger the warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery.
So,
after being at the brewery, Rory and Roger probably wouldn't be able to say this tongue twister.
Lol. Okay then. Shall I
repeat it for you?
Yeah. It's like Rory.
Yeah, and Rory Roger. The warrior and Roger the warrior were red wrongly in a rural brewery.
Okay. So Rory is a warrior and Roger is a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, understood then. Rory the warrior and Roger the Roger, right?
Yeah, Roger.
Rory the warrior and Roger the warrior were read wrongly in a rural brewery.
I want you to say again, okay? A little fast.
Rory the warrior and Roger the warrior were read wrongly in a rural brewery.
Wow, you did well. That was like good.
Okay, I have one, but this has a lot of S and K sounds ready. Okay, I mean, this has a lot of S and K sounds, so get ready.
Yeah.
This one is really tricky, okay?
Is it?
Yeah, it has a lot.
Okay, will I even be able to say this?
It has really S and K and neck sounds a lot. Okay.
Okay.
So, six sick hicks nick six slick bricks with picks and sticks.
Wait, you were right. It has so many S and K.
Yeah. See, so there are the six sick hicks nick six slick bricks. With picks and sticks. It's easy, actually. When you understand it, it's going to be easy.
Okay, let me try. Six, six, six. Okay.
No.
It's
six. Six, sick, hicks.
Okay, what I remember is six, sick, hick, nick, frick.
No, it's hicks.
Okay, yeah. Let me try. Six, sick, hicks, nick, six, slicks, bricks with picks and sticks.
Wait, that was nice. Yeah, it's good. Okay, but guys, once again. Okay. See, six sick hicks
next
six slick bricks with picks and sticks.
I got it. Okay. Six sick hicks next six slick bricks with picks and sticks.
Whoa, that was really good.
No, that was really slow. That's what. Whatever. So
this one was really tricky, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, now your
turn. It's my chance.
Yeah.
Which one should I say? I have three in my mind and I'm really confused now. Okay, I got one.
Just do inky pinky punky.
That's gonna take a lot of time. Okay, I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish wish. Wait, what was it?
Wait, last time also you sent me this and we were laughing a lot at this one.
Okay, so I have.
There are a lot of wishes going on here.
Yeah. Wait, I don't have because the one which I told, I had three, and I just remember these. I forgot the both of them.
What? Okay. Okay, then just go on.
Okay. See, I wish to wish the wish you wished to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. Wish, yeah.
Wish or wish?
Wish.
Huh?
Yeah, it's... Wait, first it's which wishes, okay? And then I want wish the wish you wish to wish.
What? It's wish, right? How is the wish? Okay, I think you got confused as well. Just
go on. Okay. So here there are a lot of wishes going on here, which makes this tongue twister tough to tackle.
Exactly. Okay. I understood, like, you will wish to wish the wish I wish, but then if I wish to wish that, like, the witch wishes, like, which isn't good, then you want to wish the wish I wish to wish, right?
Yeah, how do you remember more than me? Okay, go on.
I mean, I'm good, you know? I'm intelligent.
come on. Say, okay, then. Continue.
Okay, I wish to wish to wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish to wish, I wish to wish to wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish the witch wishes, I would wish to wish you wish to wish.
Whoa, amazing, bro, amazing. Okay, tell.
Okay, this is a really easy one, okay? Red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, wow, what's wrong with me? Red bulb and blue bulb, okay? You're gonna say this really fast and a lot of times.
Red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, blue bulb. Wait, no. Red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's full of blah, 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 blah.
Red bulb, blue bulb, red
okay,
bulb.
I have an idea. See, you can. Let's try this tongue twister together because it's really hard.
Okay, then. This is gonna be hard then, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, hard and the last one?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb, blue bulb, red bulb.
Okay, that's all. Yeah, because we did it together and it worked out nicely.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's prayer time. Let's go.
Yeah, I need to go.
Same. Bye. Take care. We'll
Bye.
Meet you soon.
Have a nice day.
Bye. Gotta go.
Same. Hello, everyone. Me, Madiha, and my sisters,
Afifa
and Nabiha,
are going to try out some tongue twisters. So let's get into it. So this is our first tongue twister. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. So we're going to see who can say this three times without messing it up. Who wants to try it out?
I'd like to try.
Okay then, let's go.
Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread.
You already messed it up. You already messed it up. No, do again.
What?
I mean, your chance is over. Okay. Nabiha, you can do.
Okay. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Bread.
done. Okay, I'll do. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Fred fed Ted bread and Ted fed Fred bread. Okay,
oh, really good.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. The next one is lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better.
I'll go second.
Nabiha, you can say.
Okay. Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better. Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better. Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better.
Good job, Nabiha. Let's move on to the next tongue twister. So the next one is he threw three free throws. Afifa, you can try this.
Okay. He threw three free throws.
Three times?
Yeah.
He threw three free throws. He threw three free throws. He threw three free throws.
Good job. And now let's move on to the next one. And the next one is near and near, a nearer ear, a nearly every ear. I'll do this one. Near and near, a nearer ear, a nearly every ear. Near and near, a nearer ear, a nearly every ear. Near and near, a nearer ear, a nearly every ear. Okay, so now let's do one last tongue twister. And that one is nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. So who wants to give it a go? Nabiha? Okay.
Okay, yeah. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely.
Okay, you must.
Okay, so, Afifa, do you want to give it a go?
Okay, three times?
Yes.
Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Yes!
Okay, that's good. So that's all the tongue twisters for today. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
Bye.
It is always important to know when something has reached its end. Closing circles, shutting doors, finishing chapters, it doesn't matter what we call it. What matters is to take lesson from those and live in present.
Hope you all enjoyed today's broadcast. Have a nice day and we meet again. This is Aman and Mujahid signing off. Bye from NIMS Dubai.